Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Gentlemen, and welcome to another NFL Roundup. We are seen to be having some technical difficulties, so what I'm going to do is I will put us to a commercial and then I'll be right there.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advice.
Okay, we are back, and I hope all this is cleared up. Okay, all this seems to be cleared up, and we're ready for a week. Like I was going to say, week number three. I have someone on hold, but before I bring him on hold, I'm going to talk a little NFL football first, if that's okay. And let's start with this. After another day and another drama under center for the New England Patriots, after losing Tom Brady's backup Jimmy Garoppolo to a banged up shoulder, the team is dealing with an injury to rookie passer Jacoby Brissett. NFL insider Ian Rappaport reported Friday that the first-time starter suffered a sprained right thumb in Thursday night's romp over the Houston Texans. The team is weighing its options on how to proceed with Brissett. So let's get into last night's game. And I got to tell you that a lot of people picked the Texans. Now, I personally picked, I'll let you in on something, I picked the Patriots because I figured the Patriots always find a way to win with their rookies, and I was right. It was a very good game, very gritty at times to watch Brissett. Brissett liked to run, and he did very good rushing. When he had a run, the guy ran. He actually rushed for like 40 yards with 8 attempts. And he scored a touchdown. That was awesome. And he gave the game ball to Belichick, and Belichick gave it back. So quickly, let's run through it. As I said, the game was 27-0, at the Patriots. The Patriots looked very good. The defense looks very stout, tough defense. The passing yards for Jacoby Brissett was 11 attempts, well, 11 completions and 19 attempts. He threw for 103 yards, which was really nothing, and he had no touchdowns. The rushing of Blount was unbelievable, 24 attempts and 105 rushing, and the two touchdowns, and one of them was for a 41 yarder. So that was a very long one, and Brissett's was for 27 for his touchdown. Edelman also ran for 14 yards, and also mixed in Jay White. He ran for 12 yards, and then the receiving Edelman again, 38 yards. Four receptions. Mitchell had one reception, 27 yards. Danny Amendola, two receptions, 23 yards. Bennett was the big guy. They were passing to him a lot. They were passing to Bennett. He had 10 yards. And they're trying to spread the ball around, and that's what you do. So to me, on the other side, Oswalt Dweller just didn't look the part last night, and it's just a sin. The defense was all over him. He threw one interception. He had one interception. He actually completed 24 of his passes and 41 attempts, and he had rushed. He had 196. yards. Lamar Miller, he actually attempted to rush 21 times, and he got 80 yards, and his longest was 15, and Osweiler got 13 yards and for rushing, and the receiving, Hopkins had four receptions, 56 yards. Griffin had 8 receptions, 52 yards. But like I said, it was a great night for the defense. And as you can tell, the defense was just stout. Right now, before we go to our phone call, I just want to let you know that you guys can how you can listen to us. And I recommend this. Go to totallydriventv.com, and on the side you'll see a whole bunch of on the right hand side when you scroll down you'll see a whole bunch of things that you can listen to from Blog Talk Radio. Also, head on over to my Facebook page. It's the NFL Roundup with Magic Mike Ferrara. I believe it's Magic Mike Ferrara. I gotta check that because I got a couple of pages. And of course we're on Blog Talk, Spreaker, iTunes. So listen to Totally Driven Radio Entertainment, Blog Talk, and it is NFL Roundup, Mike Ferrara, and also I'm on Twitter, Mike Ferrara at Not Live for Life. But right now we're going to go right to the phones. We got a caller tonight on NFL Roundup. He's ready to come in the game. Let's do it. Adam, what? Are you there?
I am there. I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here, man. I'm here. We're all good. Now I had to get the bugs out of the way, like always. It seems that every time I go on this air, sometimes I get choppy, and it's one of these things. But anyway, welcome to NFL Roundup, and what's going on? Let's start with the best question to you is, what's your favorite team in the NFL?
Well, I've been a diehard Baltimore Ravens fan since they moved from Cleveland. So,
wow,
been a
very
Ravens
fan. I commend you on that. I commend you on that.
Thank you. It's very hard to find diehard true fans.
That's definitely true. Like me, I got a number 12 on my arm, and I got a Buffalo on my arm, and in the tattoo form. With the way Baltimore has been playing, and the way they played the Buffalo Bills at home, there was a lot to tell you about that game. Baltimore really played their toughest, and then they played a tough game against the Browns this weekend, and it was a pretty exciting game. I actually got to watch. I watched that game, and I thought that game got very exciting.
Well, So I don't know if even because I know we're both on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. So lately, since week one, I post all the games, and I post who I think's gonna win. Well, for week two, I did horrible. I went 7-9. Probably like the worst I've went since I started this.
Okay.
And obviously, I didn't start off on a good note Thursday night when the freaking Texans got blown out of the water. I'm going to be honest. I didn't see that coming. I didn't expect a shutout, to be honest.
Right. Let's start there. I'll stop you right there so I could tell you what happened to me. I do this thing, and everybody could do it, and I encourage everybody to go to www.foxsports.com. I do it every week since the season started. You could pick all the games. And that's what I do. I pick all the games. And last week, I went for my week two. I went 9-6. Whereas the previous week I went like 10-6. And this week coming out of the gate, I picked New England again because I wasn't fooled by by what, just because Garoppolo was out, and you know, Brissett's a rookie. You know, New England has a lot of good records for their rookies. A lot of rookies do very good. So I figured maybe it would be a close game, but I picked New England, and I was right with New England. Now for this week, and I'm going to give you my picks. I do my picks at the end of my show, but I'm excited for this week. But I was also excited about last night's game because I thought I would see a lot out of Brissett, and we did. And unfortunately today he gets injured, so that was a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, I never liked the Patriots, but I will say I admire Bill Belichick's coaching. He can turn a hobo off the street probably into a phenomenal quarterback. But just like I explained to my father before, that's how perfect Belichick's system is. He can take anyone and put him right there as a quarterback. You don't necessarily need Tom Brady.
No, but it works. I was going to say it works good, though, when Brady's back. But I tell you what, though, and this is the truth. When I heard Tom Brady was out and suspended, I said, oh, man, that'd be great if the Buffalo Bills would go in there and get one game. And, you know, they have, like I said, now it's not the case. And I have a friend that's a big Miami Dolphin fan, and he said the same thing. Oh, you know, maybe we'll get one, we'll steal one. But the way Jimmy Garoppolo played, and then Brissett, it's very hard to do. And plus, the defense is playing very good. And if you have a fantasy team, which I have a fantasy, last night I got 18 points for the defense for New England.
Not bad, not bad. I actually, surprisingly, I'm not playing fantasy this year. I'm not playing because I'm coaching youth football, so I really don't have the time to sit in front of my laptop and do it.
well, that's very commendable. I read that, and I want to congratulate you on that. That's a very good thing to do, to coach youth football and, you know, teach the youngsters exactly what the games, you know, what to expect, you know, as far as football and stuff like that. But I'm like you. I give Belichick is a real genius. And to have a team like the Patriots and to coach the Patriots, this, you know, when your main guy, Tom Brady's out, you know, suspended for four games, it for any other coach, it would be horrible. Like, look at what the Cleveland Browns are going through, and look at what Minnesota is going through with the injuries. Minnesota lost two of their biggest players, and it's just a terrible situation. And then you got a team like the Eagles. Carson Wentz is doing so good, and you just never know what happens with in football.
Well, okay, it's like for example, like I picked the Ravens to win against the Jaguars, and I went to the Jaguars and Ravens game last year when they played in Baltimore. So I was in Baltimore. I watched that live when the Ravens lost to the Jaguars.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you remember way back in the day when there used to be AFC Central Division. We're going way back, okay?
Yep.
So the year they won their first Super Bowl was the first time they'd ever beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars. So a lot of people don't remember this. From 96 to 99, the Baltimore Ravens never beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the time was a very tough team. They were very tough defensively, and they were very tough. They were very tough through the air. I mean, it was one of those. It was one of those things with Jacksonville back then.
Well, see, I'll tell you though,
you're a Baltimore Raven fan, and people were complaining to me about about Buffalo losing to Baltimore. And I will tell you this: nobody, half the time, nobody probably realizes it, but Baltimore has the second highest winning home record.
They do.
And why do they play tough at home? Because they're a great home team. Some guys at home say, "This is our house."
Yeah.
Well, let's flip around the NFL. Like I love to flip the. I tell you what, one thing I love to do. I don't have DirecTV, so I don't have a satellite. But that's not a problem. If you don't have a satellite, it's okay. What you do is you go and you get the NFL package. I have it. I can watch all the games, and I have watched all the games because it helps me with the show. But also, I'm a football fan. I have three. I'm a big football fan. I have three fantasy teams this year that I keep up on, and I currently do a Survivor. I pick, Survivor League. I'm in that. I do the pick-ems every week, and I'm very much in tune with what's going on around the league. And Adrian Peterson, like I was mentioning, he underwent successful knee surgery, and they said that the Viking star running back underwent successful surgery to repair his torn meniscus on Thursday night. The team confirmed that Peterson's expected to be out several months, but there's a chance he could potentially return for a December playoff run. The NFL insider Ian Rappaport reported per source informed of Peterson's situation. So, said Rappaport added that Peterson has a mild LCL sprain that won't require surgery.
All right.
To replace Peterson, the Vikings have signed running back Ronnie Hillman. Coach Mike Zimmer said Wednesday the Vikings coach has added that tackle Matt Kell has been placed on injured reserve. So that's what's going on in the Vikings camp. So what's your thought on Adrian Peterson?
Well, first of all, there goes any chance of them really being that dominant. Because I say this, and the reason why I say it like this. Okay, Teddy Bridgewater is out for the season, right?
Right.
Now AP's out. Now, listen, I'm happy they got Sam Bradford, but I don't think it's really the same productivity. The Vikings will be, if they make it to the playoffs, it's a squeaky situation. They squeak in. It's not anything like they're going to go in and do a, I won't be surprised if the Vikings' best record without Bridgewater and AP will be probably 8-8 at best. Now, if they squeeze out two more wins and go 10-6, good for them. But realistically, I don't see him performing better than 8-8.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I looked at what I've been seeing. It's a shoddy situation right now. 8-8 is a good 8-8's pretty good. But I'll tell you what though, going into Sunday night's game with the Packers, I thought the Vikings were going to lose. I picked the Packers, but to see now that they're 2-0, that just makes me that makes me wonder. And you know what? Sam Bradford is a good quarterback. When he was with the Eagles, I didn't think he had that much potential, but I could see him. You know, he's with the new team now, and I could see him, and his potential is pretty good. He's a good quarterback, and I think people have to give him a chance. I gotta say, 8-8 could be in his future, but I think they're gonna have a winning record. I mean, he threw for 286 yards. Excuse me. He threw for 286 yards on Sunday night against the Packers. Two touchdowns. I mean, so to me, that's a good start. That's what you want out of your quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I'm looking at all the games, right? And right, so I put the Ravens over the Jaguars, right? And that right there is going to be a close one. I will be shocked if the Ravens win more than by 3 points. All right?
Yeah.
I think the Giants will win over the Redskins. I any hope I have for the Redskins have been on, like, fucking, pardon my language, but been, like, on thin ice for a while now. I have the Packers finally winning against the Lions. Lately, I shouldn't be picking against the Lions, but I have a feeling that the Packers are going to win.
You say that, and it's so true. Every time I pick against the Lions, it looks like I get burned.
Yeah. I will say this. I think the Browns will finally win a game, and it will be against the Dolphins. I feel that the Browns' performance against the Ravens tell me the Browns have a fighting chance. I do pick the Panthers over the Vikings because without AP, and I think Sam Bradford will be able to carry the team for a little bit, but that defense ain't going to be able to stop Cam Newton that much. Once again, I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Panthers will win by probably a field goal. Broncos, I picked the Broncos over the Bengals. For whatever reason, whatever they're doing in Denver is working. I'm just going to say it like that. I didn't expect Trevor Siemian to even perform the way he's been performing at QB.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Peyton Manning's making cupcakes with people's faces on it.
or doing nationwide commercials.
Or calling his brother and is inviting his brother to watch the games with him. But before you continue, I just want to let everybody know that this is NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 2, 718-508-9883. I have Adam Santos, as he likes to call himself, the NFL football guru. And you're very, very pumped tonight to talk football with me. And I'm so grateful that you decided to call and talk some football with me. We're diving around the – we're going around the NFL. I want to continue what I normally do. I normally go through the games from last week, and then I come to this week's games. I'll tell you what game really surprised me last week was the Buffalo Bill and the Jets game. That was a very, very close game. The game could have went either way, but unfortunately it goes the wrong way and it goes to the Jets, and the Jets win. And I was shocked. You know, it was a tough game. It looked like the Bills had it.
You were shocked. Okay, first of all, I'm a huge Rex Ryan fan. Huge. I loved him when he was in Baltimore. I followed him when he was the Jets coach, and then I followed him into Buffalo. And I had high hopes, and I liked Tyrod Taylor, too. So I was thinking, you know what, this is it. They're going to go against the Jets on a Thursday night game, and they're going to beat them. I have all faith in them. Nope.
Yeah, and then they fired their offensive coach coordinator. He's gone, and now they have Anthony Finn And I like him. I think, you know, he's a, you know, running back coach. And I want to see what they're going to do with this offense this week against Arizona. And, you know, so before we do that, let's talk about Arizona. Arizona blew out the Bucks 40-7.
Yes, where I wasn't expecting
that. Is it because the Cardinals are that good or the Bucks are that bad? Were that bad?
No, it's because Bruce Arians is my spirit animal. All right? I'm going to say it right now. Bruce Arians is a phenomenal coach, and the only reason why he lost to the Patriots was because – I'm going to say this right now, because Bruce Arians did not coach well. Otherwise, that coach Arians will outcoach – Bruce Arians will outcoach anybody. And I will be damned if the Cardinals are not deep in the playoffs this year.
It doesn't also hurt when Carson Palmer – you know, get throws for 304 yards, 3 touchdowns, and makes Tampa Bay's defense look like Swiss cheese. So, you know, it just the numbers don't add, you know, the numbers just tell a story. And that's what I'm worried about with Carson Palmer this week for the Bills. I'm extremely nervous about how that's going to go. So that's one game which I watched. That was a 47 blowout, which was just crazy. That was a crazy game. And then you have another game. I want to just go around the league, and I'll let you comment on these games. But the Buccaneers and the Cardinals, like I said, 40-7. That was a big disappointment. I guess it's a big disappointment if you're a Buccaneers fan, but I forgot who I picked. I gotta check out who I picked that week. I picked Arizona. Actually, you know what? I picked Arizona because I figured Arizona was gonna win.
Oh, they will. I mean, it was funny. I picked the Buccaneers to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And once again, this is just to tell you a little bit about this. I was a Buccaneers fan for like a little bit because I was a huge Vinny Testaverde fan.
Okay.
And Vinny Testaverde played for the Buccaneers, played for the Cleveland Browns, played for the Baltimore Ravens. That's how I became a Baltimore Ravens fan, because of Vinny Testaverde.
Wow. Didn't Vinny Testaverde also play for the Jets too?
Played for the Jets, he played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he played for the Patriots.
Wow, he played for a lot of teams. Vinny Testaverde was all over the place, and that's crazy how you became a Baltimore a fan. I went with the Cardinals this week. I thought the Cardinals was going to win, and I was definitely in the money. On the money for that one. The Dolphins and the Patriots was a very good game. I thought the Patriots it looked like the Patriots was going to blow the Dolphins out, but then the Dolphins decided to come back. And, you know, I mean, Ryan Tannehill is a really good quarterback, and, you know, he needs to step up more. A lot of people think he's better than Tyrod, and I don't see that. I think Tyrod.
Hold on. Someone said he was better than Tyrod Taylor.
What happened, Tannehill? Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Ryan Tannehill will never be as close to Tyrod Taylor, and I'm gonna throw it out there right now.
That's what I said too. That's what I said.
Ryan Tannehill is equivalent, you know, and listen, I'm going to say this because this is the truth. This is just the way, and I coach quarterbacks, okay? Ryan Tannehill has the mechanics, has the feet, all of that, but he is by far not at the level of Tyrod Taylor, okay? If I was going to take him, he's like a Derek Anderson, okay? He's a guy who's going to come out. He's going to throw nice. He is the prom queen of that level of quarterback. But once he comes home, he's the same girl that goes to and works at McDonald's every Friday night. And that's what Ryan Tannehill is. All right? He's never going to be more than the prom queen.
It's a sin like Miami and Buffalo. They really never had such great quarterbacks like Jim Kelly and Marino. It's almost like that's a sad situation. Same thing with the coaches. I mean, you know, Rex Ryan is Mark Levy.
Okay, so let's rewind a little bit, right? You said that the Buffalo Bills haven't had a good quarterback since Jim Kelly. Correct?
Correct. And I also said that Miami didn't have a good quarterback.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
The biggest mistake the Buffalo Bills ever did was bench Doug Flutie for Rob Johnson.
I agree.
Okay, Doug Flutie, by far, when he started for the Buffalo Bills, was absolutely amazing. If they never benched him, and I guarantee you, if they never benched him, that Music City miracle would never happen.
I definitely agree with you on that. I definitely have to agree. And
that
would have
been, and this is far-fetched, but that would have been the Buffalo Bills' fifth Super Bowl appearance and their first Super Bowl win, guaranteed.
I don't think they would have been. I don't think they would have made the Super Bowl with Flutie, and I don't think they would have won the Super Bowl. But I understand what you're saying. But look at the teams that's out. Look at the team that's out there. Look at that team. You know, it just to me.
That's why I said it the way I said it. Because if the Tennessee Titans went and made it to the Super Bowl, I hate to say this, the Bills had a better talented team than the Titans that year.
But
the only reason why
Rob Johnson was a bust.
Yes, thank you. The only reason why it failed the way it did was because Wade Phillips did not believe in the short quarterback. Okay?
That's true.
He liked the big, tall California kid for whatever freaking reason, you know? And look at Pete Carroll.
I agree with you, Adam. I definitely do. I agree with you on these points. But if we're talking about the Titans, I gotta tell you that the Titans beat the Lions this week. And I believe they beat the Titans beat the Lions by 1 point, 16-15, and I think I lost that. I gotta look and see.
Oh, I did too.
I actually
picked the Lions.
Yeah, me too. I picked the Lions. The Lions burnt me this week. I picked the Lions because I thought the Lions was actually going to do something, but the Lions. So to do a quick recap, I want to just keep this moving. To do a recap, it was 16-15. The Lions lost to the Titans. The Rams beat Seattle in what was a good defensive game. I was shocked, because you know the Rams. Are 1-1 right now, and the Seahawks are 1-1. And I was shocked that the Seahawks lost. I picked the Seahawks. I thought they were going to beat the Rams, but that didn't happen.
Same here. I actually picked the Seahawks to beat the Rams too.
A game that I won, Atlanta 35 defeated Oakland. I figured that was going to happen. I picked that. I'll tell you who I picked in my week two. I picked Buffalo. I lost that game. I picked Carolina over San Francisco. I got that game. Baltimore over Cleveland. I got that game. I lost on the Detroit game, and I lost on the Kansas City game. I won on the New England game, the New York game, the Pittsburgh game. I lost on the Washington game. I won on the Arizona game. Then I go on and I lose with the Seattle, Indianapolis. I lost on those two. I won on the Atlanta. I won on the San Diego. I lost on the Green Bay, and I won on the Philadelphia. And to me, that Philadelphia game was really good. Wentz played his ass off in that game, and that was a game that if you're the Eagles, you have to beat the Bears. The Bears aren't playing that good, so now the Bears are 0-2, and the score was 29 Eagles, 14 Bears. But I think the Eagles are in for a big fight this week because they're playing Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Pittsburgh's going to give them a run for their money.
Steelers win.
Steelers win? That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, I really can't bet against the Steelers. And I'm a Ravens fan, all right?
Yeah, wow, I know. They're in your division. Those games are going to be good this year to watch. The divisional games are always...
The AFC North is always exciting.
Exactly. It's always exciting. It's always exciting time to talk football, and I'm glad you're able to talk to me tonight and give me some time, and I'm glad you're able to stick around and talk some football. The Giants win 16-13. The Giants are off to a good start for them, 2-0. So I wonder what's in store for the Giants. I think the Giants are going to win this week against the Redskins. And I think the Giants may take the division if the Eagles don't take the division, because the Eagles look like they're playing good football too. That game's going to be good, the Giants versus the Eagles, when that happens. The Chargers defeated the Jaguars 38-14. The Jaguars are 0-2. Let me ask you a question about 0-2 teams. When a team is 0-2, what's your first thought?
First of all, it depends how bad they lose. I'll be honest, I picked the Jaguars to beat the Chargers. That surprised me. Normally, 0-2 teams, it's like, I think statistically, an NFL team that starts 0-2, I think it's like a 20% chance of them having a winning season. So, and only I think the 32 teams in the NFL. So, I think the statistics have proven that 0-2 started teams, only maybe 2 to 3 of them have a winning record by the end of the season.
Yeah, and it's a tough call, man. It's a tough thing to say because you got to win these games, no matter how much you get blown out or if you lose by a little, you got to win these games. Like with the Buffalo Bills, I mean the Buffalo Bills, and I listen to the radio all week. And I listen to all these Bills fans, and I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan, I'll tell you right now. I listen to all of them, and all of them are telling me, we're jumping off of bridges already. And it's like, it's not over until it's over. So it's just that I'd expect the Buffalo Bills to play a little better. I really didn't think that they were going to beat Baltimore because Baltimore plays just so tough at home. But I want everybody to know that you are listening to NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara. This is episode number 2 for Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. So I want you to know about that. And also, if you have any NFL questions, give us a call. We are here. We're taking phone calls. At 10 o'clock tonight on this station, there's a new show with our old buddy Maverick, and it's called Maverick's Comic Book, I think it's Comic Book Roundup. So, and where he talks about the comic books and what's going on in the comic book world. So that should be cool. So you guys should check. You guys should check that out. Adam's
right.
Going to hang around for. I was going to say Adam's going to hang around for a little bit more. You can hang around. I'm going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, welcome back to NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 2. And I'm being joined by Adam Santos. We're talking some football. And let's get back into it. Okay, Adam, welcome back. And I read the stat that you had sent me, you know, about the losing teams that are going 0-2.
Oh yeah, and it's since 2007, only 75 teams have started 0-2. Only 8, that's 9.4% of them, turning around to make the playoffs. And one of those were the 2008 Chargers, made it with an 8-8 record, the Texans and the Seahawks last season, the Colts from 2014, the 2013 Panthers, and the 2008 Vikings. And only the 2007 Giants are the only other ones that have made it that started off 0-2.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. If we go around the conferences, we start off in the AFC right now. The New England Patriots are 3-0. The New York Jets are 1-1. Miami Dolphins are 0-2. Buffalo Bills 0-2. AFC North team, Pittsburgh Steelers are 2-0. Your Baltimore Ravens are 2-0. Cincinnati's 1-1. Cleveland Browns are 0-2. And it's safe to say that Cleveland's not going to go anywhere this year so far, but who knows? It's early. AFC South, the Houston Texans are 2-1. Tennessee Titans are 1-1. Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-2. The Colts are 0-2. The AFC West, the Denver Broncos are 2-0. The Kansas City Chiefs are 1-1. San Diego's 1-1, and Oakland is 1-1, and that's the AFC. The NFC East, the Giants 2-0, Eagles 2-0, the Dallas Cowboys are 1-1, the Redskins are 0-2. The NFC North, the Vikings are 2-0, Packers are 1-1, Lions are 1-1, Chicago Bears, oh my, are 0-2. They better pick it up. Tampa Bay in the NFC South team, which I'm shocked, but Tampa Bay is 1-1, Carolina's 1-1, Atlanta's 1-1, and the New Orleans Saints are 0-2. I actually picked Atlanta to go far this year, so hopefully they won't disappoint me. San Francisco in the West is 1-1. The LA Rams, I'm excited to say, Los Angeles Rams are 1-1. The Cardinals are 1-1, and the Seahawks are 1-1. And it looks like the Chargers might be joining L.A. and moving to L.A. I did hear something about them going to Las Vegas, but now I'm hearing it's possible they might be going to Los Angeles.
Okay, the Raiders, as of this moment, the city of Las Vegas passed a bill for an NFL team to relocate. They are currently willing to give.
I said the Chargers, right? I think I meant the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders were going to, because what happened was this: Jerry Jones stopped the Raiders from, for whatever reason, stopped the Raiders from going to L.A. For whatever reason, he was very much behind the Rams and the Chargers going to L.A.
Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner?
Yes, because during the league meeting, for whatever reason, he stopped the Chargers, because the Chargers and the Raiders were going to team up. They built a stadium in Carson, California. He was the one who voted against it for whatever reason. That was a ripple effect. He was behind the Rams owner, because he already had land for a stadium. And the Jerry Jones is trying to help San Diego keep the stay in San Diego. So due to that, the Raiders have been fighting with Oakland for God knows how long for a new stadium. They won't apply. So Las Vegas, the governor of Nevada and the mayor of Las Vegas has been pushing for Mark Davis to relocate the Raiders to Las Vegas. Since the NHL has already approved expansion to Las Vegas for a hockey team, it has opened a floodgate for the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL to bring in a professional sports team. As of this moment, it got passed in Las Vegas. There will be an NFL stadium being built soon. And Mark Davis has offered to cough up, I think, don't quote me on this, $300 million towards the construction of the new stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's quote Adam on that. that's big, man. That's big. You know,
Because if that's the case, it would be the Las Vegas Raiders. And once again, Nevada hits another major sports team.
And Oakland's done. Look at St. Louis. St. Louis is done. It's sad that St. Louis lost the Rams, but they're back in Los Angeles, and they look happy, and everybody looks very very happy and very cozy. And what was your now that we're moving on into this week's games, we got some good games this week. The Bills and the Cardinals look like they're going to surprise somebody. The game of the week for me that I'm going to be watching, I'm going to be definitely watching the Pittsburgh Eagles game, because I think it's going to be it's going to have a lot of potential.
Oh yeah, after I picked my teams for week three, actually let me pop that up right now, so I can at least say some stuff and not sound like an idiot.
That's all right.
Let's see. These are basically my picks for week three. Obviously, Texans lost to the Patriots. Ravens over the Jags. Giants over the Redskins. Packers over the Lions. My upset game is the Browns and the Dolphins. Panthers over the Vikings. Broncos over the Bengals. Cardinals versus the Bills. Sorry to say that. Bills will not win that. Raiders versus the Titans. I think the Raiders will bounce back. Here we go. Check this out. I picked the Buccaneers to beat the Rams. The 49ers to beat the Seahawks. Steelers to beat the Eagles. Chiefs to beat the Jets. Chargers to beat the Colts. Them Cowboys to beat the Bears. And the Saints to beat the Falcons.
Those are good picks. And you don't have to apologize for picking over the Bills. I mean, if you're a smart guy, you're going to pick Arizona. That's just the way it goes. Sometimes I pick against my team, and sometimes I don't. I'll tell you what, though. If Arizona does what they did last week, the Buffalo Bills are going to be in for a big surprise. And I'll tell you, if we're going to go picks, I might as well do some of my picks. I picked Buffalo, believe it or not. Well, I picked New England over Houston, so that's one already. But I picked Buffalo because they're at home, and they got to wake up. I picked them over Arizona. I picked Carolina over Minnesota. I picked Carolina over Minnesota because I think Cam is just on fire right now. Also, on a side note, I'm very sad about what's been going on in North Carolina. Lots of tragic stuff happened out there. A lot of protests and a lot of stuff going down there. So that's a sad situation. Denver. I picked Denver over Cincinnati. I picked Green Bay over Detroit. I picked Baltimore over Jacksonville. I picked Miami over Cleveland because I think Cleveland is worse for wear. So I think Cleveland's worse than Miami. If you look at it was a very close game for Miami, like I said. The Giants over Washington, Oakland over Tennessee, Seattle over San Francisco, Tampa over Los Angeles, Indianapolis over San Diego, the Jets over Kansas City, Pittsburgh over Philadelphia, Dallas over Chicago, and Atlanta over New Orleans. And those are my picks.
That's not bad.
No, it might be good if it all pays out. But if the Buffalo Bills lose again, then Houston, we have a problem. That's for sure. And I wonder who's going to be the quarterback. And I wonder who's going to be the quarterback for the Patriots when the Bills have to play the Patriots at Foxborough. That's just one of those crazy things. But football is for everybody, and I hope everybody's enjoying the show. I love doing this every Friday night. I'm here for Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. What happened?
Julian Edelman will be the starting quarterback.
Yeah. Now somebody asked today if I have Edelman on my as my receiver, is he going to get points to be a quarterback? And they'll probably do that. They'll probably switch it switch it up. But who knows if Garofalo is going to come back. I don't know if he's going to come back or not. But like I said, I'm looking forward to, talking about the Baltimore Ravens and you being a Baltimore fan, how do you think the Baltimore is going to fare this year?
All right. See, let's see here. If I was going to get a realistic thing, last season we fell 5-11. So if I'm going to be realistic here, I do this as like a thing, so that way I don't fuck myself over. I pick a realistic record and I pick my fan record. Like, as a fan, this is what I hope they're going to get. So as a fan, I'm praying to God for 11-5 record. Praying to God. But as a realistic record, as long as they don't get any injuries anytime soon, and we don't have a record breaking 20 people on IR, realistically, I see possibly 9-7, maybe a 10-6 record as a realistic thing.
Well, I agree. I agree with you on that. It's a I think the team that they're going to have problems with the most are the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be good. That's the problem. Let's look at the Baltimore injuries for this week versus the Jaguar. Terrell Suggs didn't participate in practice. Marshall Yanda, who's a guard, didn't practice either. Kenneth Dixon, running back, he's got a knee problem. He's out, it's saying, and he didn't practice. Ronnie Stanley, tackle, he's questionable. John Urschel, guard, he's shoulder, he's questionable. And Elvis Durville, questionable. Yeah, that too. Thank you. And the Jacksonville Jaguars. Devon House, cornerback, he didn't practice. Jonathan Cyperlin, same safety, he didn't participate. Jeremy Parnell, tackle, didn't participate. Allen Robinson, wide receiver, didn't participate in practice. Kelvin Beckham, concussion, he's out. He didn't participate. He's a tackle. Benjamin Koyak, tight end, knee, he's out. Prince Akinorama, CB, he's questionable. Brandon Linder, guard, knee, he's questionable. Jarrett Ordick, triceps, he's questionable. And Christopher Ivory, not injury related, says running back, full participation in practice, he's questionable. So I wonder what happened there. Now while I'm doing that, I might as well check the Buffalo Bills injuries. Well, let's start with the Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald, wide receiver, full participation in practice. Kevin Minter, linebacker, same thing. Same thing for Jamarcus Nelson and Edwin Valdez and Kareem Martin, linebacker, knee, he's doubtful. Fortis Rucker, he's doubtful. Evan Mathis, he's out. And Justin Bethel, he's got a foot injury, he's questionable. And Robert Neachum, he's questionable. So that's what's going on there. And the Buffalo Bills, Cordy Glenn, he's got an ankle injury. He's a tackle, he's out. Colt Anderson, safety, he's out. Samuel Watkins, Sammy, we don't know, he's questionable, he didn't practice. Charles Clay, tight end, knee, questionable. Ronald Darby, questionable. Cardale Jones, right shoulder, questionable. And Gregory Salas has a groin injury. So that's the injury updates for those two teams. So what's your thought talking about the Buffalo Bills, what's your thought on Sammy Watkins when he's healthy?
Amazing. I honestly think he's very extremely talented, and I just pray to God that once he gets healthy again, that he'll be he can be unstoppable.
Definitely he you know, if they throw to him, I don't know if they haven't been throwing to him because he gets double coverage. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with his injury, you know, with his foot injury. So I really don't know if maybe they're taking it easy or, you know, the one time they tried to throw to Sammy, it was intercepted last week against the Jets. The one time that he really got a good beat on Sammy. But to me, Sammy is a good, you know, a wide receiver. And, you know, I just wish, you know, I have him on my fantasy team. I hope he steps up, and I hope his injuries, you know, get better.
Yeah. What do you
I want people to think that Sammy is going to be a threat. And, you know, like when you hear, oh, you know, we're playing Buffalo Bills, they have Sammy Watkins. You know, I want people to be shaking in their shoes. Even though Larry Fitzgerald is old, I still shake when I hear Larry's name. Fitzgerald came in, what draft did Fitzgerald come in, the 04?
Which one?
Larry Fitzgerald, what draft did he come in?
Oh, God.
I'll look it up.
Let me double check.
Was some,
I actually want to say you're right about it being 04.
Let's see. I believe I probably was. Let's see when he was drafted. I like Larry Fitzgerald though, I gotta say. Smart guy. Let's see. Fitzgerald. Yep, I believe 2004.
Yeah, I actually think you're right.
I was at that draft too.
What?
That was one of the... Yep, 2004. He was first-round pick. He was pick number 3.
All right. Do you know where the Cardinals originally came from?
No, I do not.
Chicago.
Oh.
They were the Chicago Cardinals from 1920 to... From 1920 to 1943, merged with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 1 year, went back to Chicago from 1945 to 59. Then they went to St. Louis, became the St. Louis Cardinals from 1960 to 87.
Very, very knowledgeable football fan. Very knowledgeable football fan, folks. If I was you, I wouldn't mess with Adam on any trivia. But Adam, I didn't even look that up until I looked it up about the draft. But this is NFL Roundup. If anybody wants to call in, 718-508-9883. By all means, if you have a question for Adam or myself, you know, this is cool, man. You know, talking to you about wrestling is one thing. You know, when you're a big, you know, when you're a big wrestling promoter and you do that stuff. But and also I'll be coming back pretty soon with my wrestling show, so I got to get you on again as a guest.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, I know a lot of people want to know, how come you keep on canceling your wrestling show? I got tons of emails, and I'll tell you exactly what's been going on. My father in March had 2 bad strokes. And on this Sunday, it looked like he had another stroke. So we took him to the hospital. And for everybody out there, and I want to say this publicly, Smith Hart does a great job with the Hart Grapevine. And Smith Hart, being the eldest Hart of the Hart brothers, he actually wished my dad well on the air. So I thought that was very nice of him. So if everybody could say a prayer for my dad, that'd be appreciated.
Definitely, and I do hope the speedy recovery for him.
Yes, so do I. It's a tragic when you have a parent that gets sick. My dad's a great guy. Actually, a lot of people ask me where I got my sports knowledge from. And I got to say this, not from my dad. My dad's not a sports fan. My mother's a sports fan, but not a football fan. So my credit goes to my uncle and my friends and a lot of people that taught me. And the biggest question I always get is, how did you become a Buffalo Bills fan? And I'll tell you, the Buffalo Bills when I was little, because I started liking the Bills when I started playing the Tecmo Bowl for Nintendo. So that's when I started really, yeah, that's how I became a Buffalo Bills fan. I see every year, we could talk about this because it's a football show, but every year a new team wins a Super Bowl, no matter where you live. I live in Staten Island, New York, but no matter where you live, you always see a front runner. You always say, wow, I wonder if that guy is really, or that girl is really a fan. In 1996, when the Yankees won the World Series, there were more Yankee fans around me than ever. It just seemed that way. It's just, you know, it's the same thing when the New York Giants beat the Patriots. It was like, oh, my God, weren't you just a Patriot fan? Now you're a Giant fan? Well, I live in New York. You know? So, to me, front runner fans annoy me. But if you tell me that you were a fan of Baltimore for years, I got to believe you on that one, man. I got to say, wow, that's great. And keep up the good work. It's something. But I'm looking forward to this week. I think the games are going to be good. I think the Thursday night game is going to be good. I'm looking, you know, for next week. I think all these games are going to be right down the middle, and could be a couple of blowouts. But I'm looking forward to the games. As I said, Cardinals and Bills, Raiders, Titans, the Redskins and Giants should be good, Browns and Dolphins, Ravens, Jaguars, Lions, Packers, oh, again, another oh my, Broncos, Bengals, Vikings, Panthers, Rams, Buccaneers, 49ers, Seahawks, 49ers versus the Seahawks, Jets versus the Kansas City Chiefs, Chargers versus the Colts, Steelers and Eagles, game of the week for me, that's Sunday, Chicago, and of course the Cowboys, and of course, the Falcons and the Saints, and then the Texans, and, you know, the Texans lost to the Patriots, so, but the Monday night game is going to be good, and the Sunday night game is going to be good. It's just a sin how all these good teams are on the decline, and, I always hear the biggest thing is, you know, if these 0-2 teams continue to lose, they're worried about what am I going to do in the draft. And to me, that's like throwing in the towel.
Well, all right, so I'm not a big fan of, like, teams giving up, you know?
What was your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills firing their offensive coordinator in week two?
Greg Roman. That's an interesting one. All right, so I don't hate it. I'll tell you what I don't like is the simple fact that the ownership before they fired Greg Roman, that they had a private meeting with offensive players without Rex Ryan.
It was before.
All right.
It was before.
No.
Now, before you finish your thought, let me just get in my thought. I thought the defensive coordinator should have been fired because the defense has been dreadful. I mean, not so much against Baltimore, but against the Jets, it was very dreadful. Well, I was shocked that they fired Roman. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they did put up all those numbers for the second game.
Okay. I'm not surprised. Rex Ryan never been in a predicament. Like, let's go back to when he was coaching the Jets. He kind of had, like, freedom to do whatever Rex Ryan wanted him to do. Rex Ryan could talk the way he wanted to talk. He can coach the way he wanted to coach. But now he's in Buffalo. By the way, who is owned by the same family who owns the Buffalo Sabres. By the way, is their first time owning a football team. By the way, they had no clue about football. They had no clue how to run a football organization, so they brought people in to take care of it, okay?
Now,
they hired Rex Ryan
You're talking about the Pacoolas.
Yes.
Yeah, they are the owners of the Buffalo Sabres, by the way, too.
Yeah, I know. I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
They have no clue how to run a football organization. So what they did was they brought in a couple of advisors. I put explanation points on it because realistically, they're just people that were part of like former NFL teams from years ago. We just come in and be like, hey, do this, do that. So what they did is they hired Rex Ryan. First of all, I was completely stunned that Doug Marrone left as the head coach of the Bills. As soon as the ownership changed hand, I don't know what happened during his meeting with them, but after that meeting, he opted right out of his contract.
Yeah.
Completely. So that told me a couple things.
I'm glad that Doug Marrone left. I really didn't like him. I liked Rex better. I was worried about Rex Ryan coming in here because, you know, in New York he had a lot of problems. But I think it's the media, too. I think New York is very tough on the people and the players.
Okay. See, this is the thing. I like Doug Marrone a lot as a coach. Now, I'm looking at it from a football perspective. I love Rex Ryan. Like this is what people have to understand. I remember when Rex Ryan was the defensive coach in Baltimore.
Right, for the
you know, he was on the coaching staff in 2000 behind Marvis Lewis. He was Marvis Lewis's underhand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He is the son of legendary defensive coach, you know, Buddy Ryan. You know.
Mm-hmm. And his brother also is a coach, Rob Ryan, for the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, and he's on the Buffalo Bills now. So, well. Like, this is why I have my issues, what's going on in Buffalo, because obviously when he got hired, there was some things that he had to do differently.
Now, let me ask you another question, because I spoke to my friend last week who gave us a call. He's a big Jet fan. His name is Will. Shout out to Will. Good guy. Anyway, he said that you know you're going to lose your coach. Do you think that this was a message to fire Roman to say, you know what, you could be next, Rex? I mean, Rex has a 5-year deal, and this is his second year.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. If the Buffalo Bills do not win a lease by the time their bye week comes, he is gone.
Wow.
And I say it like this is because ownership is nothing like the Jets ownership.
Yeah.
All right, he doesn't have a GM that's on a fight for him. He doesn't, like, they are willing to clean house and start and press the reset button at any moment. And that is scary for any coach, period.
Yeah, well,
you have
an
ownership.
It also makes me wonder how Anthony Lynn is going to be this next, you know, good cool offensive coordinator when he doesn't have experience as a coordinator, as I know. Maybe he
okay,
does,
well, okay,
actually.
Hey,
He's the running back.
It goes
coach,
back to
correct?
Like
well, he goes back.
It actually
to
goes
Rex
back
Ryan.
To. Okay, well, wait. First of all, Rex Ryan's a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah.
So realistically, going into this, his defense should be freaking beastly.
Right.
All right. Like, okay, it goes all the way back to when the Baltimore Ravens hired Brian Billick from Minnesota Vikings the year that they were, like, offensive juggernaut with Randy Moss, right? He came to Baltimore. But guess what? The offense was horrendous for years under Brian Billick. But yet the defense was extremely dominant, right?
Right.
So when the Bills hired Rex Ryan and they got Greg Roman, I thought that the Bills' defense probably wouldn't be as good, but I was expecting the offense to excel that, you know?
Right, and so was it, so
and
did it everybody
happen.
Else, but we don't know what's going to be. But Adam, I want to thank you for calling. We're running out of time. Next week, if you want to give us a call back, you could do that, and I'll talk
definitely.
To you soon.
All right,
thank you. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that was Adam Santos. Right now, I'm going to let you know what's going on with all our shows.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, one more time for my picks. I'm going to go over it again. I picked New England, so I'm a winner on this one. I picked Buffalo over Arizona, Carolina over Minnesota, Denver over Cincinnati, Green Bay over Detroit, Baltimore over Jacksonville, Miami over Cleveland, New York over Washington, Oakland over Tennessee, Seattle over San Francisco, Tampa Bay over Los Angeles, Indianapolis over San Diego, New York Jets over Kansas City. My game of the week that I'm going to be watching, Pittsburgh over the Eagles. It's going to be a good game. Both quarterbacks, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Dallas over Chicago and Atlanta over New Orleans. And if you guys would like to tweet me, go ahead and tweet me at Magic Mike Ferrara. Well, it's Magic Mike Ferrara at Not With For Life, the number four life. And also, I'm on Facebook, NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, so you guys can Facebook me. Also, be sure and check out Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. check out all of our shows, check out everything. And I'm excited for next week's NFL Roundup, where we're going to be talking about all the leagues. This show is going to be good. And the NFL Sunday, I hope everybody enjoys their games. Now, as I touched on before, you know, the Buffalo Bills, I wonder how they're going to fare against Arizona. Being a big Bills fan, I'm hoping they wake up. Speaking of waking up, tomorrow, right here on this network, 10 o'clock, the Mojo Sports Show with my man, Anthony Mojo. He's going to be talking sports, football. He'll be giving all your predictions. He's a big Dolphin fan, so call him at 718-508-9883. That is the number. This is NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara, episode number 2, telling you, see you Sunday, football, NFL, all the action. And thank you guys for listening tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And I will be back next week with you. And thank you very much, and go Buffalo Bills.